This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. By golly, we've made it to another Monday, 6/12/17 on the DJV affair. And here to enjoy an affair with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who can't have an affair with me. And actually, come to think about it, Kara's the only one who can have an affair with me because the other two ladies are spoken for. Wow. What a situation. What a revolt development this is.
I'm not sure how to respond to that, lucky, so I'm just not going to.
All right, so Jennifer Horn is here, the J in DJV. Victoria's here, the V in VJD. Hoo ha. So I was thinking about you, Victoria, this weekend as you get yourself ready for romance. Or is it really, you've already been ready for romance. You were ready for romance when you first sort of decided that Lewis was the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And so now, 2 weeks from today, you'll be a married woman.
Yeah.
You have, that's kind of a sobering thought. And so I thought I'd add something else for you to think about. All right, a couple of different things, actually.
Okay.
The fact that you two are both in the communication business. You're very involved, outwardly so. Lewis is also in the same business, has a different role, but he still is in the same business. So I want you to think, even though I'm not invited to the wedding, I will have some things to say that will help you, hopefully, prevent heartache down the line. Jennifer, this is actually for you two, because I don't want to ruin your romance with Jeff. I want you to have this. Listen, you know.
I said, sure.
Nah, you don't sound convinced at all. Sure. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of things going on in the world today that ruin romance. Avoid heartache by having direct communication. People claim if they still were to speak on the phone, romantic intent could not be categorized through a text message, then it can be on the phone. When you listen to voices, a flat screen does nothing for you. I sort of did this. There was a sort of tickly prickly moment when I said to a friend, how about we stop texting and actually start talking? And her response to me was, you want to start talking, but you sent me a text to tell us to talk than text. Yeah. So anyway, thinking back to when I was a kid, now this is not going to sound, oh, there's Doug Long on the tooth talking about it. We had telephone lines that were party lines. Trinity 56357 was our phone number. And I remember picking up the phone to call a friend of mine, and there was somebody else on the line. Because, believe it or not, I don't know if any of you, all three of you probably don't even know this happened, but there were party lines so that if you picked up the phone.
The only way I know about this is because of Lucy.
Okay. Not because it was something you experienced.
But
I want everybody who doesn't know this, who's listening right now, to, if you were, when you were a kid, you probably had this, but if you didn't, and you didn't ever tell your children, I don't think I've ever actually told my children, what would happen? You pick up the phone, and there would be somebody else on the line, because there were four or five homes that were always on the same line. And if you picked up the phone, there was somebody else on, that means your next-door neighbor was on the phone. You had to wait till he got done. So you kept picking up the phone to see if they were done. Pick up the phone. No, I'm not done yet. And finally, I remember Elsie saying, who lived across the street, saying to me, she knew it was me for some reason or another, Dudley, I'll be done in a minute.
What if there was an emergency?
Well, that was it. Then you'd say to
everyone
them,
off the phone, I need the police or whatever.
Yes, exactly right. In fact, interesting you bring that up, Victoria, because that is what happened. One morning in 1954, there was a fire in our house. And so at 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, my room's full of smoke, The downstairs is full. Every part of the house is full of smoke. Wow. But I was right over the fire. And so the fire, and I had no heat in my room. The heat for my room came through a vent in the floor, and it came up the, there was a, I had a ladder that got me up to my room. And the closet that had the ladder in it was open, because that's how, again, the heat cut up in my room. And so it filled up with smoke, and I woke up, and I ran through the house. And I remember my father picked up, I'd never seen my father naked before. My father picked up the phone. We had a phone at the top of the hall upstairs, and he picked up the phone and dialed, not 911, but there was a different, you had to dial, I think you just dialed the operator then. Operator, there's a fire in our house. Can you please send the fire department? And that's how it went. And, you know, even before that, think about it, when there were no phones back at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, or even before that, you as populations spread and people moved into town and there was a fire, there was the local fire brigade. If you were in town, if you were outside of town, your house burned to the ground. There was nobody came. If you were out, you know, say, living where I live now, 26 miles from the city, if people are in the city, they're not going to find out whether the house 26 miles away is burning down or not. They don't know, and most of them don't care. So I go back to the original premise of what I was talking about and the solving of the problem of communication. We use notes now instead of words. How many of you spell out Y-O-U-R, or do you just use U-R? That kind of thing. And I sort of underscore this. Yesterday I sent Meredith sent a picture of me wearing a T-shirt. Did you all get the picture, and did you post it on, actually probably posted on DJV. You got the picture?
I saw that. That's I think you told us about that at Christmas time?
Well, I got the T-shirt a while ago, but I never wore it. Yesterday was the first time I actually wore
it. My only problem with that T-shirt is that you're not so silently correcting people's grammar. You're pretty openly correcting people's grammar.
Well, I think that was the whole point.
That's louder than most people correct, yeah.
But anyway, there is this whole business of the written word, and I understand that that's important depending on the circumstances. But maybe I should put this thought forward with a question to both Jennifer and to Victoria. Don't you find when you're, and this is for most people who are in personal relationships, that when you communicate, that is by talking to the other party, that you alleviate or eliminate some or not most of the problems that you might have otherwise were you to depend on just written communication?
Yeah,
sure.
No one can read tone in text, I don't think. And so tone is such a big important part of what we do. But I would say that that's not just true in relationships. I mean, that's true in business. I mean, I think about you, Doug, and how many times I've gotten emails from you and have just thought you were ticked off. And it's because you don't use punctuation and
that's
that you don't capitalize. And so, I mean, I think
here,
that's
Mr.
true.
Here, Mr. Punctuation,
in
Mr. Grammar, yes, right. Sloppy.
A horrible
makes us all
email
sloppy.
Writer. Yeah. And then Bob Kay, our general manager, he only writes emails in all capital letters. And I literally said to him one time, Bob, why are you yelling at me? Because that's the first thing you learn when you're emailing is don't use all caps.
Yeah. And he and I, by the way, to underscore that, are horrible at community. We snipe at each other, or it seems like we're sniping at each other when we send emails back and forth to each other, because I tend to be very quick and to the point, right? No messing around. Okay, this is how I want to get this fixed. And then when we talk about it, we realize that it hasn't changed. I mean, sometimes it's not as bad, but it still is a point of reference to people in relationships. So I started this off thinking about relationships, love relationships between Victoria and Lewis, her betrothed, and Jennifer and Jeff and her betrothed, and Kara and whoever her dog is at the moment. But
Wow.
Now, calm down.
Don't worry, Kara. I got this for years. You'll be fine. It'll be okay.
Well, I will tell you, after meeting Kara last week, she's very desirable, very lovable. She has these...
And my dog loves me very much, so
she has
this
beautiful face and those glasses. Beautiful. I don't know about you. When you look at those glasses, and they really do.
That's what gets all the boys.
Well, there you go. See, I can see how that would happen.
Yep.
Absolutely. So anyway, but I'm just suggesting that perhaps as we start a week new and afresh, that one of the things that we think about is we have this fresh opportunity. We always do every week, every day. You have a chance to start things over again. Think about your communication and the people that you hope to communicate well with would be well served by you actually talking to them, whether it's your children, whether it's your loved one, whether it's your boss, whoever it is. Talking is, you know, if you, my problem is that when I get into a situation like that, I really want to explain myself. And I find my explanation sometimes a little verbose. Perhaps you might say that about this conversation we've just had. I could have made the point by just saying, okay, instead of texting to everybody, why don't you pick up the phone and call them? Because the results would be better. I could have said that. And then we've been done with this, right?
Right, you could have just texted us that. Thanks a lot, Dougie.
Yeah. Thanks. Were you thanking me? Really? It's very nice of you, Jennifer. Now, how many people have been thanking me over the years we've talked about Super Beats and how, especially on Monday morning, I want to talk about this early because this is, by the way, not hype. This is real stuff. This is about how to boost your nitric oxide levels so that you can have the ability to star. Your brain functions better, your body, and who on Monday morning is functioning well? Come on, really. Are you at your best today, Jennifer?
I don't know. I'm probably not quite yet, but I'm getting there. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, so I'm not worried. I just am making a point. Victoria, you think you're at your best on Monday morning?
No, it's hard. Mondays are tough.
Yeah. And Kara, what about you with those glasses?
No, definitely not. Not at my best.
No. So here's a way to quickly get to be your best. Performance with an edge. The availability of nitric oxide seems like that's a little bit deep, like into the weeds. Why do I want to talk about nitric oxide? Well, I do that in a way to help explain what happens. And I actually do this if we were doing a TV program. A lot of people want us to do this video component. It'll be hard because we'd have to have a video camera where everybody is. But I'm making a circle which is meant to represent your artery. And I expand my index finger and my thumb so that you get the idea, even though you can't see it, but I'm describing it. Your arteries open up like that to allow the blood to flow much easier and faster through your system so that you do, with that healthy circulation, get jazzed up. Healthy blood pressure levels, all of the good stuff that is natural from having this performance-enhancing vegetable called a beet. Grown for you, cooked for you, powdered for you, and put into a canister and sent to you as Super Beets. Super Beets. Here's how you get into the league, if you will, into the fold. Call 800-655-4183. Get that charge at the beginning of the day. Jennifer drinks it later in the day. I think both Kara and
I start out with it.
Yeah, starting out with it gets you going. If you don't want to have a cup of coffee, this is the way to do it because there's nothing in it that's not natural. There's no caffeine. 800-655-4183. Or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com. But get into the program. First order gives you a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Why wouldn't you want to start and be your absolute best from morning through noon to night? You'll feel the boost energy, the stamina. 800-655-4183 or order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The lady says, 24 and change after the hour, music section of this hour of our DJV experience, focusing first on, this is the Taylor Swift-Katy Perry feud, which leaves me sort of in a bad place because I don't claim to follow this. I kind of know about Taylor Swift, and I don't know that I actually am a fan of either one of these, mostly not because of their music. So am I wrong because I let their personal lives get in the way of what their talent is and therefore sort of dismiss all this stuff as foolishness and it's a different form of pay for play. You have to pay by listening to this foolishness back and forth. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, came down the road on Friday, and as vocal as she's been about wanting the feud with Taylor Swift to be over, Taylor didn't agree with that, apparently. She announced that her album, 1989, along with her entire catalog, would launch on Spotify the same day Katy's album dropped. The announcement read, quote, "In celebration of 1989 selling over 10 million albums and the 100 million song certificate announcement, Taylor wants to thank her fans by making her entire back catalog available to all streaming services tonight at midnight." So what did that do? You can help me understand what that might have done, the Taylor Swift drop to the Katy Perry drop.
Taylor Swift has had, how many years has it been? She made a huge fuss about, you know, not getting enough money from Spotify and all of the different streaming services, which is a legitimate issue. But she made this big stink about it, and then basically it's been years, and now she put all of her music on so that people would listen to that, and it would maybe take away listens from Katy Perry's album.
It definitely stole some thunder.
It's just, I don't know.
It's the same audience for both?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it just seems very odd that out of every single, any day of this year, that it would be the exact same day.
Or any day, yeah. Or any of the last 3 years that she has been battling with
so
the streaming services.
It's very, very shady.
It's
a tawdry trick.
It's very Taylor Swift.
I like it, actually. You know what? I'm actually back in the Taylor camp. I lost her for a while, but
yeah.
There's something about Katy Perry that just irks me. I don't know.
I agree. I don't like her either.
I agree, yeah. too. There's just something about both of them that annoys me, though.
Well, it's all about them and not about the people who got them to where they are. And that's what people, I think, forget who become successful no matter what it is. You didn't get there by yourself. If there weren't millions of people downloading your music, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, you'd be selling pencils at the circus or wherever people sell pencils. So I think that people forget about that stuff. You forget from whence you come and then get wrapped up in all these egotistical, crazy, maniacal things. Speaking of that, that's maybe they'll grow up. Britney Spears did. And now we have a story today about Russian hackers hiding malware operation in Britney Spears' Instagram account. He was our technician, Victoria. I'll have to explain. There's apparently a gang of Russian hackers that are notorious for spying on foreign governments are now spying or using Spears' Instagram program to do that. How do they?
They were using comments. They somehow got into the back. The back side of, or back door, whatever you want to say that doesn't sound great. Uh-huh. The back end of Britney's Instagram account.
That doesn't sound great either. Right?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, but essentially what they were doing is they were, amongst all the comments from her fans, they were sending encrypted messages to other hackers, and they were actually sending links to things. So they basically think it wasn't really an attack on Britney, they just used her. And so they were setting up some other type of operation where they can spy on foreign governments and embassies.
So is that just Britney's getting used again, like she's been used so many times in her life? Poor thing.
Kinda, yeah. That's what it sounds like.
It does. Sounds like something for our technology report. All right, so that's the story. The Russians are after Britney Spears' back door. 28 minutes past the hour. Is that a good headline?
Sure.
Be aware of paradromic others. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The word paradromic means running side by side or following a parallel course. So what does paradromic have to do with emotional management? Well, when it comes to managing your motivation, I think it has just about everything to do with it. As I say to college students all over the country, there are millions of people who are your exact age right now. Not to mention those who are a year younger or a year older. You might imagine that you're competing against those you can see and think, man, I'm doing really well comparatively. But in a world of 7 billion people, your competition is literally in places you're not even thinking about. Let the knowledge of the paradromic lives you weren't even thinking about a minute ago be the fire that guides your motivation to work hard and with a sense of urgency. Be mindful that countless others are pursuing your same dreams right now. For more motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Comes the focus of today on the DJB Experience. Have your way with us. How about them apples? On Twitter, you can exchange thoughts with us at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Did you post the facebook.com/DJB Show, the picture of the shirt? I forgot whether I asked you that before, but I don't know that I heard an answer.
I didn't. I don't know. Did you post that, Kara?
I did not, but I guess one of us will have to today.
Talk about
it. Doug, we were giving you the opportunity to try out your new tech skills.
You know how to do all this stuff now. You don't need us.
Well, I don't. I don't know that I can get to the first step. I can get to second base, but I don't know if I can get to first base.
Oh boy.
With all that. All right. So Monday morning, and our focus here on what it is that moves you from where you are to the next best place in your experience.
House, my bed?
Yeah, right. I have a listener named John Hudson. I don't know John. I've never heard from John before. But he took, I don't know if it's an exception. Remember last Friday, we were talking about all of the drugs and the problems. Was it, well, maybe it was Thursday. The fact that 59,000 people in our country have killed themselves at the hands of all of these drugs that are available. And what he wanted me to know, and as a matter of fact, he said, he's a minister. He said, I talked about this yesterday in my sermon, which was motivated by me listening to you. Isn't this nice? What a flattering statement to make. He was listening to us talk about the drugs and what causes the problem, and he came to the conclusion that it was anxiety that is the problem. We have a society that is anxious. And so there are some obvious things that would be responsible, right? Wouldn't you say there are obvious things in our society? Traffic sometimes is a place where you get, you know, you have schedules to meet, you have things to do, bring the children to swim lessons or whatever. You got a job you have to get to. You have responsibilities as a parent, as a partner. You're about to enter into all of this, even though it's only formally, Victoria. And I think I'm gonna lovingly make you the example, if you're with your permission. I don't want you to be uncomfortable, but I do want you, as you think, and I'm sure you are thinking about a lot of these things, as you consummate the agreement that you and Lewis have made to live together as sort of combined souls.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about all of the things that are a part of the things that are more complicated, and I say this very lovingly, since I've gotten to know you, I know that you are a very determined woman, that you don't let much get in your way, and when you feel to express yourself, I know you do that with me, and I know you do it with all of us. And
much
I'm betting,
to your chagrin.
Well, no, but you see, it's good training for me. I don't want to have people around me who agree with me all the time.
That's right, Dougie.
I want to temper it with being, it's nice to be disagreeable and or to disagree without being disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I carry that one step further. The work relationship is one thing, but the anxiety that's created sometimes when you get into something, and I know Jennifer has this, and I'd rather talk about it than sweep it under the rug. There is anxiety that goes with a change in your life. You're used to living a certain way. Well, I would certainly. I don't even have to put you two in the spotlight. I can easily be an example of my own creation because I've lived alone, you know, in effect, most of my life, most of my adult life, for 37, 38, 39 of the past 40, let's see, where am I? Yeah, about for 37 of the past 40 years, I haven't. I only had one person actually live with me, and other people have sort of taken a stab at it. For whatever the reason, it hasn't worked. And I wonder about the feelings that we have about anxiety, and whether that's what, you know, brings us to the point of wanting relief. And we find it in a bottle, or we find it in tobacco, we find it in drugs. And so I wonder about, you know, I have a very strong spiritual base, I think, and I wonder about modern humankind and the condition that creates a situation where we go to drugs or alcohol to sort of thin down our anxieties. When we look at the things that go on. We were talking about Taylor Swift and Katy Perry a few minutes ago and their, whatever their feud is. But there's anxiety that's created there. People who are married or in close personal relationships have anxieties. I certainly have been there, done that. And you have too. All of us have because it's a condition of the human condition. It is a condition of our condition. And so this fellow sent me the note about what he was going to talk to his parishioners, a struggle between me and thee, it was called. He sent me, I was very flattered. He sent me his a copy of his a message to his parishioners yesterday, and he called it a struggle between me and thee. And it was about cooperation versus competition, sharing things that we have among us. He coupled it. I don't know that I had a reference that I checked out last night about money and whether sharing things is better than accumulating things. There was a post, I don't know if you saw it, on one of the social media sites about Bill Gates and his wife, and they're, you know, being touted for helping the sick in the world with drugs, medicine, all kinds of things. But what came up over the weekend is that with some of the medicines they're giving to people around the world is included in anti-pregnancy something or other. The drug has in it, or the drugs they're giving have in them a birth control, some kind of birth control mechanism, so that when you take the drugs, you won't be able to get pregnant. And there are those who are yelling loud and strong, wow, how dare they do this sort of thing, without the permission of the people who are taking it. And I thought to myself, okay, there's a real ethical conversation that you can have about using drugs that way versus the ethical conversation about using drugs the other way to sort of quiet yourself down. You see what I'm saying? Drugs have more impact on us in our society than ever was thought to be the case before. Human beings have always been in a state of anxiety. We've been on this planet for 4.5-5 billion years. There are now, 7 billion people on the planet. And the things that are created because of how we have matured, whether it's the news media, it's just a combination of all of these things. And so I don't want to make this confusing, and I don't want to overcook it, but I just thought it was fascinating. This guy made as his message for his parishioners yesterday how to get along if you're struggling, and what tools you can use. And of course, his suggestion is you go to God and, sit and pray or enlighten yourself by meditating or doing whatever it is that you do to solve your problems. And I wonder how many of us actually go, where do we go first? That's where I'm going with all of this stuff. Where do you, when you have anxiety, when you have annoyances, when you have things that baffle you, do you go inside? Do you go outside? Do you ask for help? Literally, or do you try to figure it out on your own, or do you just ignore and therefore create anxiety? Jennifer, when you have an issue, what do you do with it?
It depends. It depends on how bad it is. I have a ton of anxiety. As you know, I struggle with it.
Yeah.
So I think when it's just starting, if I can catch it, usually that means I can talk to my mom or my dad or Jeff or whoever, and I think that usually makes me feel better. If it's really intense anxiety, I tend to shut everybody down, and I do actually pray, or I'll calm down, or I'll do a lot of self-talking or whatever it is, because just at that point, it just makes it worse to talk to people. So depending on how severe it is, I guess that would be the answer to the question.
All right. Victoria, your history of anxiety and how you deal with it boils down to what solution?
I'm not really, up until a few weeks ago, I guess, planning this wedding, I have not been a traditionally anxious person, but I don't really bottle much up. I talk about it right away, whether it's with Lewis or my mom. I just tend to just get it off my chest. That's kind of how everyone in my family is too. We're just very open. We just talk about stuff. And
so you don't use a deity necessarily to relieve your anxiety or your pain. You do it with the people involved. And that's just a clarification question.
Well, I mean, my spirituality is really important to me, so that's I consider that to be almost a separate thing. But if it's like a physical type anxiety where like your heart's palpitating and you know and you feel on edge, I find that talk therapy is much faster for me to get over that hump.
Yeah. What about you, Kara?
It really depends. I think I'm kind of like Jen. My first go-to thing is to, you know, if it's just starting and I'm nervous about something or I'm not sure what's going to happen, I generally talk to my mom just because she knows the most about me and she knows how I react to things and kind of knows how to calm me down. But I'm also a planner, so if something, you know, the thing I get most anxious about is when I'm going to do something that I've never done before and I don't know how it's going to turn out. That's when I get anxious. And so I try to make a list or plan out exactly how I think something will go just so I have a little bit more control over it. And if it's really stressful,
you write it down?
Yeah, or I just make plans. You know, I went camping this weekend and I hadn't been camping at this exact place before.
How was so it? Was it fun, by the way?
It was a ton of fun, and that's why it's always funny because things normally, you know, turn out all right, but in you know, beforehand when it's leading up to it, I'm always stressed out, and so I'll just write everything down that I need to take with me and try and plan it out, and of course then it doesn't go that way, but it helps me. It eases my anxiety a little bit. And if it's really super stressful, then sometimes I'll just have a good cry because, you know, and sometimes I think people think that's weird or a weakness
good cry
to cry, but it's very, very
great.
Stress relieving to me. Yeah, it's a fabulous. Good way to get your
emotions laughing out. And crying are the two. You just have hit a button there in a very mature way. Laughing and crying are the two best ways to emote, not hiding behind drugs or whatever, but laughing and crying are the ways. And that's basically what this minister concludes with, interestingly enough. I find that there are no coincidences. The conflagration is the word I'm looking for, of ideas. If you look at yesterday's New York Times, there is a whole section in the paper, and it's the headline is The United States of Anxiety. And basically what it does is go through the numbers of people, goes back about 10 years through the recessions and the things that cause massive change in our society, things that create anxiety, and what people have done. And the suggestion here that I used from this minister that gives us a chance to think it through and to act on our own behest versus what the New York Times says, more people than ever are going to anxiety drugs, to depression drugs, and the pressure that begins with parents trying to get their kids into college. The kids, by the time they're in high school, are a mess because my parents expect me to do this, 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 and this. Not that having expectations isn't a good thing, because it is, but how much pressure do you apply? And it may not even be for things like getting into college, or maybe getting on a sports team or doing something. See, there's a fine line between what nobody had any expectations for me. My parents had none because they weren't really involved in my rearing in the main. So I created my own. I created my own expectations as a kid. I created my own anxiety as a kid. Sometimes it's self-inflicted and sometimes it isn't. But at the end of the day, how do you deal with it is the question. And whether you turn to drugs and artificial ways of dealing with it or find something, and I'm certainly not here, I'm not a preacher, but I think that there is much lost sometimes by not understanding your own inner workings and your own mechanism, because we have so trained ourselves to pay attention to what's on television or even on the radio, or see what in print, solve your problems with this drug. And so I go back to last week and talking about all the people who have died because they got onto drugs, and suggest and ask of you to think about yourself first and go to yourself first before you go someplace else to settle what's going on with you. Okay, how's that for suggestion? 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour, Monday, June the 12th. Victoria Keelan is here to help us get rid of those old VHS. Oh, do I have to? I don't want to get rid of those old things. Please, please help me. I'll see how I actually do have some things that were translated from film to VHS. So, well, now...
When was that? Do you remember?
Oh, it was when Tony was alive. It was long time. It was probably 30 years ago. Some of the kids, video of the kids, you know, not video, but film of the kids. And actually, there's a film in existence I took when 1966, when I was in the Heidelberg College Choir, we went to Europe. And I sat in the front of the bus, and I had this camera that I think my father and mother gave to me secondhand. And I took videos of the trip. Bounce, bang, boom. I mean, when you look at them, it's hysterical to just see the bumps. And then the things that I didn't know what the heck I was doing, taking pictures of totally irrelevant things. But it's something I've kept all these years. Haven't looked at it for a long time. But that would be something that we can apply this new process to that you're going to tell us about in a moment on Tech Talk Time. Brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. You can ask any number of companies, big ones, small ones. Litton Applied Technology uses the services of ZipRecruiter. So does Time Warner Lambert. Time, well, not Time Warner, good Doug. Warner Lambert is the drug company. Time Warner. Yes, well, they put them all together. Drug company bought film company. There's a new, there's a headline. It's now called Time Warner Lambert. Anyway, you get the idea. There are so many companies. I sound like Donald Trump. There's so, don't I, didn't I sound like that a little bit? So many companies that have such good results from using ZipRecruiter. Why don't you try it? And because of the deal that we made with them, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to use ZipRecruiter without cost. Free. Yes. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it. They have an easy dashboard, a way of getting in and interacting with all the information. Powerful technology. Wow. One click. And you get exposed to job sites all over the country and all around the world, actually. So use their powerful technology free to efficiently match the right people that you can find to the job that you have. No matter what size your company is, go to the professionals. Go to the people who know how to get it right. Go to the people who will help you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free the first time. Find out how great the immediate results are. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so how are we going to get rid of those old VHS tapes that we have around?
Well, I hate to say this, but this is bad news for Brendan and Megan's little first steps and all the other things you have saved for 30 years on VHS tapes. New reports are out that those VHS tapes disintegrate between 15 and 20 years.
Ah.
So you may already, if you have a whole stack of them in your mom's basement, go through them. But most likely, if it's from the 90s or earlier, they're pretty much already
more
gone.
More anxiety.
Yep, you've lost all of your childhood memories. And Kara, you're a 90s baby, right? So
yeah, I'm going to call my mom up after this and tell her to watch them.
The good news is, though, if you do have these VHS tapes and if they still have, if they haven't disintegrated, it is easier now than ever to get them transferred onto DVD or Blu-ray.
Huh.
Most drugstores now will do this service for you, and it's really not that expensive either. There's also a site called Legacy Republic. They'll make DVDs for you. You send them your VHS tapes, and then they send them back to you. You can also do a Blu-ray, which is probably a much better and safer, longer-lasting format. Mm-hmm. So if you can do a Blu-ray, if you have a Blu-ray player, that's a better thing to do. You can also do it yourself if you want. Some DIYers are posting things online now saying you can connect your computer to your VHS player with an analog converter and then record into your computer, and that way you'll have the digital files forever. So if you're not that tech savvy, I'd say hit up your local drugstore, dig through those VHS tapes, and get them converted as soon as you can, because they won't last long.
A word to the wise is sufficient. Okay, here's those of you who are ready to go on vacation. You bring your phone to the beach, you drop it in the sand. Uh-oh.
I know. This is a big problem. Every summer, lots of phones get ruined with sunscreen and water damage and sand stuck in the gears. And so one of the best ways that that you can keep your phone clean, they have a bunch of new wipes. They have one of them's called iCloth Avionics, and they're individually wrapped screen cleaning wipes. They're $9.74 for a 24-pack from Amazon. These are great all-around wipes. If you have a lot of stuff, like gunk, a lot of, I have friends, I live at the beach in the summer, and lots of friends with lots of sunscreen, then the best one to do is called Woosh. It's a screen shine. It's $20, and it comes with a microfiber cloth, and it will get all of the gunk out.
Gunk! What a great word that is. Get the gunk out. Take Victoria's advice.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.